Thank you for contacting Arts for Housing Assistance. To help determine the best program for your need, I have a short assessment to complete with you. The answers will help us determine how we can provide support. Most questions require yes or no, while other questions require a one-word answer. The information collected will be submitted into the Homeless Management Information System, so you don't have to go to agencies all over town to get on waiting lists. You only have to fill out this paperwork the one time. Are you calling for assistance?
Yes.
Okay, let's get started here. Let's see, get over to that page and start the paperwork. All right, and could you spell your first name for me?
K-A-R-M-A-N.
Spell your last name?
W-I-N-G-A-T-E.
And what's the type of service requested? Is it prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
Well, emergency housing. Been homeless for about almost 7 months. COVID knocked our business out. We had a business. We had one, but we don't have one no more. We lost it all.
Okay. And what's your phone number?
Area code 334-292-5413.
All right. And you want to give us an email?
Yes. It's W. Carmen, K-A-R-M-A-N, the number 48@gmail.com.
All right. And can you provide your social security number?
422-254-825.
Okay. And are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No, sir, I am not.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
3/18/72. But my spouse is.
Who's going to be the head of the household?
Well, I am, but...
Okay, then. It's done under your stuff. I mean, it's done under your information. What's your gender?
I'm a female.
All right. And what is your primary race?
I'm white.
All right. And what is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic, Hispanic?
None.
Okay. And what's your zip code?
36352.
And what city is that?
That would be Newton, Alabama. Well, let me rephrase this for you. We don't have a zip code. We don't have anywhere to live. We just, we have a tiny building that sits on some land that he bought, but we don't have nowhere to live. We just float. Our mail goes here and stuff goes here, but we don't have a permanent address. So we actually have a zip code.
Right. What city is that?
Newton, Alabama.
Oh, okay. And let's see here. So you're homeless currently. And when did you say you became homeless approximately?
Actually, about 7 months ago, we made it. We had a business. Actually, my spouse had a business for 35 years. He took over a repo business in 2019. We did really good that year, but 2020, we made 32. After that, COVID just shut us down. I put my Camaro up for collateral and tried to save the business. We tried to get the EIDL. Apparently, we didn't live in a low-lying area or a low-income area. We didn't get the PPP because we did not pay our 7 paycheck stubs. We had a repo business. Every car we got $250 a car. We put it in our bank account that still somewhat active through my Social Security, which is barely nothing. So we tried to save what we could, and now we're just living out of my car, which is a Camaro 2008.
And so you've lost employment. Okay. Let's see here. All right, you said that you're not going to be the head of the household, right?
No, or I am the head.
You are the head. Okay, yes, that's right. And how many adults are with you? It's going to be you and how many adults?
It's just me and my fiance. The business was in my name. It was M&K Towing and Recovery.
Two adults?
Yes.
Two? Okay. And how many children?
None.
Zero? All righty. Now, if you're comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide as much help as possible, have you received a COVID vaccine?
No. I have a bad heart condition, and I'm scared of the effects.
Okay. And do you have a documented disability?
I do.
Okay. And what is your monthly income approximately?
$700 a month.
Okay. Let's see. And today is 19th. All right. All right. Now, ma'am, your case has been submitted, and you'll receive a follow-up call in the next few days. And if you have any additional questions, after the assessment, just please call 334-273-0668 and select option 2, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition, and you have a nice day today.
Thank you. You do as well.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye now.
Thank you.